So as we're approaching Shabbos HaGadol on Pesach, I wanted to point out an unbelievable thing. Shabbos HaGadol is the only Shabbos in the year that's called Shabbos HaGadol. We have another Shabbos, Shabbos Shuva, which is before Yom Kippur. We find that the name of Shabbos has two meanings to it, meaning Shabbos is the seventh day of the week, Yom HaShvi, and also a Shabbos. If we look at the Psukim in Parshas Bereishis, Vayechulu HaShemayim V'aretz, over there, everything is Shvi. Vayishpayis V'yom HaShvi, Vayechal Likim V'yom HaShvi. The name Shabbos only happened after Klal Yisrael got Shabbos, which was actually Amara, which was before Matan Torah, which is after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Shabbos is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's also Zechel LaMaaseh Bereishis. That's why we say it in Kiddush, and we say it all over. We are constantly mentioning Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Shabbos is the fact that Hashem created the world, and He rested on Shabbos, which that's the fact of Shvi, which that has that unbelievable meaning to show that the Rabbeinu Shlom created the world, and that's Amunah B'Maaseh Bereishis, and that's the real Amunah that a Yid believes. And then there's another Amunah that Klal Yisrael got, because he went out of Mitzrayim, which that's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avadim, the first one of the Aseres HaDibris. As all the Mefarshim actually ask, Devin Ezra and other Rishonim, why does it say Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim? If anything, when do we know? It starts all the way from before. Hashem Baruch Yishmayim V'aretz. So everyone has their nusach of explaining it. Devin Ezra has all arichas of it. But basically, if we can say that the common denominator from everything is that when did Klal Yisrael see Kanei Hashem Bekerav Aretz, the difference between Umay Yisraelim and Klal Yisrael, is that Klal Yisrael realized that the Rabbeinu Shleim is not only Bashamayim Yimal, but he's also Al Aretz Mitachas. Klal Yisrael realized that the Rabbeinu Shleim is Mantedak Kanei Hashem Bekerav Aretz, and that was all Tachos of the Tiyas Mitzrayim, to realize that Hashem is Sheikhin in us, the Shechin is here, and that's what Klal Yisrael realized B'Shasti went out of Mitzrayim. That's why it's so important to constantly mention Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's where the name Shabbos came from. So now as we're approaching Pesach, one of the pshatim that's brought down, the Nesivah Shalom talks about it and others, that the reason why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, because indeed it's a very big Shabbos, because that's when it was called Shabbos. Shabbos means to say the fact that Hashem rested, Hashem is here, and actually we see a very interesting thing. The only Yontiv that's called Shabbos, as we see by Sfira, as Fatal Chayim Machas HaShabbos, Yontiv of Pesach is called Shabbos. Why? Because that's the fundamentalness. That's when Klal Yisrael really got the realization and realizing the fact, again, L'manteda Kenei Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. So, we have to realize one thing, that what Pesach gave us is the difference between us and Umis Olam. Umis Olam, as you even see, even the Goyim, Lahavdil, believe that the 7 days of the week, no one's counting different days. Why? Because that's the way it was established. They know, indeed, that that's the way it was. But the difference is that Klal Yisrael understands that Shabbos was given to us, and Shabbos was given to us as realizing that the Rabbeinu Shalom is here with us constantly, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is Shailat in every single thing that happens, and everything indeed that happens is Kulei Hashgacha, Kulei Hashgacha. Now, we have to realize, they all bring down an unbelievable thing. Everyone asks, what's the whole inyan of getting rid of the chametz? We don't find it about any other iser. Chametz is aser b'ana, chametz is aser b'mashu. We don't find it about any other iser. If anything, avodah zarah, but in some degree, it could be that chametz is even more chamer, but it gave different halachas. Why is chametz so chamer? We have to be mevayeh the chametz, and betikas chametz, and everything. So everyone says that it's ramez on the yetzahara. The Gemara in Bracha says, "Mimakiv ayedein esayr shebeisa." Chametz is the esayr shebeisa. Now you have to realize that it's not that chametz is the marshal and the yetzahara is the nimshal. It's really that the yetzahara is really all it what it is. That means being that we went out of Mitzrayim and realizing that how we're getting rid of the yetzahara. We're realizing constantly that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Shaychin with us. And that's the way we're going to get really rid of the Yetzirah. So we do all these Maisim Chitzainim to get rid of the Chametz, because Chametz is something that rises. That's the difference between Chametz and Matzah. If you think about it, Chametz and Matzah is really the same spelling. Chametz is with a Ches, Matzah is with a Hey. It's that little difference. The Hey and the Ches is very similar, as long as it's close. Matzah is that hay that's opened up. Matzah is called mechel de menusin de zayar. It gives us emuna. Why? Because matzah is this flat thing. It takes nothing to do it. The toiv, in a sense, is here for us, but we have to open up that door. Meaning to say, the toiv is really knocking on the door and knocking on the door, and all we have to see is if we're really up to it. Pasuk in Yashirim says, Piskli achosi rayosi anasi samasi. Look at all the psukim, bashatati eskutanti, and all of a sudden, now as we go on and on and on, I'm realizing that Pesach gives us emuna bitachin to the highest level. Why? Because we're realizing again that the Rebbeinu Shlom is with us. And that's what the matzah is, and that's why we have to be mevayer and get rid of the chametz. If you look at the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Zayin, when the Gemara learns out how you learn that Pesach chametz has to be with a neir, so the Gemara has a whole bunch of different things. L'madnu chipush, mechipush, mechipush, v'neir, mitziyah, mitziyah, until the Gemara gets to Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Adam. And Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Adam, and that's the similarity between Dumidikas Chamas through a Ne'er. Why? Because yes, it is Meramas, that's what it is. It's our Neshama. That's why a Ne'er has to do with a Neshama. That's really what it is, to be Baidik within us, to really go inside all the cracks, and to really get rid of the Yetzirah within us, because that is really, really what Chametz is. So the message for Pesach is that we're going into an unbelievable days, and they all ask that if it's so important, why don't we eat matzah the whole year? The Teretz is Pashas, and the Siv Shalom again talks about it, and others, that of course, a person has to realize that sometimes he has to do it by himself. That means you're getting the message, you're realizing, you're going into this unbelievable time of Pesach and getting rid of the Yetzirah. Once you got rid of the Yetzirah, now you could, in a sense, jump into it and conquer it because you know that you have it. You ate the matzah for 7 days. You went through the whole Agada. And as you go on, so many different points you see in the Psukim in Parshas V'Eira and Parshas Boy, Keni Hashem V'Kerev V'Oretz, constantly, the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving us that message. And we have to realize, and we even say this every single day in Aleinu, which that's really what Pesach is. Let's understand. We say these words, do we know what we're really saying? Let's think about what we're saying. Rabbi said, this is unbelievable. What are we saying? Ein oid. There's nothing else in the world besides Ki Hashem Olekim Hashemayim Imal Eretz Mitochas. Yes, of course, because everything we see is Kulei Hashgacha. Everything that's happening is the Rebbeinu Shlom. Everything is Hashgacha. Shakai, Sh'omar Leilom Eidai. If the Rebbeinu Shlom wants, in 1 second, we say every single day in davening, Amachadish B'tuah B'chayim Tomet Maaseh Bereishis. The Rebbeinu Shlom is constantly being Machadish Debriya. Rav Chaim Volozhin says it in Nefesh HaChayim. Ramchal talks about it, that the Rebbeinu Shlom is holding on to the world every second, and Rebbeinu Shlom is constantly saying, world, continue. As Rav Chaim Volozhin says, the reason why there's different time zones in the world is also to give us that idea, because there always has to be someone that's sitting and learning. Because if not, the Torah, I'm Leberasi, Shamayim, Va'aretz, meaning everything, and that's what Pesach is. Pesach is realizing that fundamentalness, that Rebbeinu Shlom is constantly being mashgiach on every single prat. We see it throughout all the makis. Makis dam, the mitzvah and the Yisrael from the same cup, water, blood, every goal, let's go through every single makis. As we sit by the Agada, we should realize and analyze the makis and go through it and realize that Rebbeinu Shlom is holding on to us. And these days, Hayyamim Eilin Iskarim Benasim, Hayyamim Ahim Bizman Azeh, as the Kedushas Levi says. It's happening right now as we proceed. These unbelievable eras that clients will get, B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, happens right now. And it's brought down in the Zohar and Parshas Boy. He goes through how the whole Pamal Yashom Maila, all the Malachim, sit, Kaviyachol, together with Rebbeinu Shlom, and Rebbeinu Shlom tells them, look what clients is doing. They're sitting and praving an unbelievable Seder. And we'll finish with this point that the only time we have mitzvahs at night is only Leila Seder, Matzah, Meir, all these mitzvahs, the Al-Kaisis. We never find mitzvahs that are dafka at night. Lul of Tfilin, if anything, it's dafka by Yom, Milah is dafka by Yom, it's possible by Leila, because Leila Seder is Leil Shimurim, it's Leila Kayom Yoyer. It's a Bechina of day, and even more than that, because Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, and they became so close to Hashem. That's why we have the mitzvahs dafka at night. And this day, we'll say, is Laila Kayem Yoyer. And Rebbeinu Shlom should help that we should So we should be zeichet taka to be makabel pnei oyrei shel Mashiach abiyas goyel tzedek meheru v'yameinu. And Hashem, this Pesach is going to be an unbelievable Pesach for us with all the oyres that we can get. Dafka v'yam mehem b'zman hazeh. We're for sure going to get rid of all the chametz and all the soyer shebe'isas and everything, and we're going to be makabel v'matzah. And b'shas we eat the matzah, we should realize we're eating mechla d'mehemenusa, as it's brought down in Zayar. We're eating matzah, we're eating a meichel. In a certain sense, it says that it's like a man, lechem abirim achalish. So we should really realize that we're pneumistic of people, and everything we're doing has a meaning. And for sure, through this, we're going to become Gevaldika people, will be zeichet to tshuva me'ava, as it says, Yimei Nisan is. And through all this, we're going to have an emes of tshuva, and an emes of Pesach, manteidak yene Hashem bekerav ha'aretz, and to be zeichet to constantly see the hashgacha in every single thing that we do, and to live with emunah, to live taka with anoichi Hashem alekech asher tzitzicha me'aretz Mitzrayim, and it should be, ki meitzeischa me'aretz Mitzrayim, arenu l'floyis, m'herov yomenu, amen v'amen.